Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
We started off the morning with the winners of the Rising Tycoons Young Entrepreneur Leadership Summer, Solar Mower. We recently just had on the air the founder of Priceline.com. I mean, amazing. And he sold his first company for $100 million. And we just had the psychic medium, John Edward. He's the one that had the show on Sci-Fi Crossing Over. Now let's talk about our next hero and let's go back 60 years to the late 1950s. A gentleman by the name of K.R. Peary started out what was then known as the Five and Dime Store. Maybe some of you have heard of Ben Franklin stores. That concept inspired the son of K.R. Peary, Doug Peary, and his two friends, including our next hero, to create a highly successful concept using a single price of $1. That's right, $1 to build a national chain of stores and growing it to over 6,000 stores. That's right, Dollar Tree stores, more than $15 billion in sales. That's a lot of dollars. Macon Brock is the co-founder and chairman of Dollar Tree and our next hero. Macon, take us back to that time and tell us, what did you initially sell?
Well, we started out really in the toy business from the 5 and 10 cent store, which we ran, and that took us for 20 years into a toy chain. We sold that, and when we started Dollar Tree in 86, this was sort of a throwback to the five and dime days, and we started that with five stores in 86, and now we have 6,500.
I mean, that's incredible. And like you mentioned, starting Dollar Tree in 1986, growing it to a $15 billion company, one buck at a time, which is also the name of your book that you authored. Tell us about this book and how it remade the American retail industry and maybe some secrets from that book.
Well, I don't know that there's any secrets. What motivation for the book was to give credit to the people who helped us do it, to get the story straight, and to explain to the public just how the $1 price point became a retail icon in a place that it didn't exist before, because nobody had heard of a price point that low, particularly if anything was worthwhile. So we set about doing that one store at a time, very slow growth, putting your profits right back into the company. And we had the good fortune to go public. That gave us currency. We rolled up some of our competition. And I think our secret was we had a terrific idea, and we executed it well. Much credit to all our team that helped us do that. That's one of the reasons for the book.
And again, and we can get your book. Where can we find One Buck at a Time?
Well, it's going to be released on February the 7th, and it can be found online at the various stores that sell books online.
Fantastic.
And at the national bookstores, if anybody changes, it's being distributed by John Blair out of Winston-Salem.
Fantastic. And again, we're talking to the co-founder and chairman of Dollar Stores, Macon Brock. You can reach him at dollartree.com, dollartree.com. Of course, we'll also have it on our website because you're listening to Alliances Heroes and Be a Hero, where entrepreneurs align with me, David Kogan. That's ELIANCES.com. Now, Macon, what surprised you most, though, throughout your experience with building Dollar Tree to where it is today? I mean, you must look back and just go, I can't believe how big we are now, having started in 1986.
Well, we certainly didn't plan or see this coming. We just were focused on operations, focused on the customer, one day at a time, one year at a time. And it just continued to grow. And when we would open a store, they were all seemed to be very well accepted with very little marketing. People called us then the Dollar Store. But, of course, with fame and fortune, we are now recognized as Dollar Tree, the only company that sells things for a dollar. There are other companies in the space, Family Dollar and Dollar General, with that name, but they're multi-price. We were distinguished by everything in the store, well displayed, clean, neat, for a buck, and we exceeded customers' expectations for what you could get for a dollar, and it became impulsive shopping, and it just went over like a gangbusters, and it was very successful everywhere we went.
Well, my family and I mean, we shop there all the time. It's got to be one of my favorite stores, probably the only store I can go in, and I feel like a gazillionaire. I don't have to think about what my kids will pick out and buy. It's just go all out. What's some of the most...
And that's the magic.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I got to tell you too, Macon, you make people feel good because when they go in their store, they're like, you know what? I can actually go in the store and I could pick out anything in the store that I want to buy. That is true magic.
It is. And it disarms the customer so they impulsively buy things. If they're not sure they want it, well, they buy it anyway because it's only a dollar. And children go crazy. And grandparents, you take your kid in and you say, you can have three things or five things, anything in here, and it's really a pleasure and a fun trip.
That's probably why when I end up walking out of there going, I just bought everything. I don't even know what I bought. I don't even know what my kids bought. But boy, we're just going to have a blast. What are some of the most popular items that people buy?
Well, for the adults, I'd say our most popular item, besides basics such as, you know, paper goods and toilet paper and things like that, would be reading glasses. We sell millions and millions of reading glasses because they only cost a dollar. And all the people can't see right well, so they just pick these reading glasses up by 10 and 12 at a time. That's certainly one of our biggest items. Of course, batteries and the seasonal goods would be gift bags and paper and those kind of basics.
Now, Macon, what advice do you have for really parents of children who they want their children to grow up and build something so hugely successful as you have and make an impact in their community?
Well, my advice to anybody in business, people think you're going to be this big, but the way you do well in business is to work hard and be nice to people. You can't do it alone. You've got to attract others. So hiring good people, motivating them, sharing the spoils, and they will help you grow your business if you've got a good idea. So I just say hard work. That's what my K.R. Perry you introduced. That's what he certainly believed in. And we all of us, Doug, myself, Ray, the three founders, we certainly followed that. And other things that I think are important, it's not rules of a business. It's big words like integrity and honesty and attitude. Those things help you succeed in life, particularly in retail, which is really just basic.
Now, one last thing is, and we've got a little less than a minute left, and I think it's important to note that you were in the military, you were in the Marine Corps, captain, naval intelligence officer. What is the biggest lesson, though, that you learned from that time in your life that you had applied to business?
Well, I would say taking care of the troops. As a Marine Corps officer, you always have a mission. That's always first. And you always keep that front and center. But you take care of your people. And that's what I drilled into you as a Marine Corps officer. Take care of your people and accomplish the mission.
Well, Macon, you had the terrific idea and you executed it. You help families stretch their dollars. You provide quality service and a company culture that has allowed you to change the American retail industry. Macon Brock, your hero, founder of DollarTree.com, and thank you again to our famous producer, Glue from LoopyDocs.com, for all your editing needs. Make sure you reach out to her. And again, this is David Kogan with Alliances, and make sure you listen every week because we have the most incredible heroes like we had today.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups. To present your superpower, visit www.alliances.com. To unmask Alliances Heroes' secret identities, be sure to tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1510